This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My days are so condensed when there's a show till 2 a.m., and then I go home, I try to sleep like 3 a.m. to 10. And honestly, this morning I woke up and like I was like, I don't feel good. I thought I felt a cold coming on. And you know that feeling when you don't feel right? You go back to sleep and you hope that like another hour of sleep can fight it off or reset you, whatever. But then it's a cram session for me because I really have like from 11 a.m. to 5 to do everything that I had to do. And I think the parade at my son's school daycare really was at 3. And I had a meeting at 11. And then I had to write a rap for week 9 NFL, you know, on the block segment. That took like 2 hours. And then by the time I was done with that, it was like 2:30. And I think I told you guys if you were listening earlier. If not, you can rewind to the free Odyssey app. Today, my BJ's membership expired, and I think the BJ's memberships are $60. I know it, actually, because when I checked out today, it's like, your membership is expiring. Renew now. And there's like a button to press for $60. I'm like, I'm not doing that. Like, I just spent $200. And I'm strategic with this type of stuff. Like, I had a $10 coupon. I literally told my wife, I'm about to go to BJ's and spend $200. But then with all of the coupons for everything that I bought, the total savings was $50. I'm telling you, this was the win of the week, the month for me. And I had this in my head since they told me last month, we're going to auto-renew you. No, you're not. Because, you know, Black Friday will come around or the end of the year will come around. And you don't have to pay $60 for a BJ's Costco membership. You can get one for like $20, $25. That matters to me. Like, I'll do that. Like, I'm not paying the $60. There's going to be some kind of promo where I could just add a different email or my wife can make an account. And, I'll be right back in there, but for $25 for a year. So my whole thing was like, okay, I'm going to wait and I'm going to write out a list and I'm going to clip the coupons in the app. And like today I'm going in there, I'm going to spend an hour just like walking through and like, I'll have this coupon clipped. I'll have this. I've racked up. Like detergent, dishwasher pods, protein powder, almond milk, eggs, mouthwash, toothpaste, paper towel. Like I had $200 worth of stuff in BJ's. And so I had to do that. And by the time I got home, I think it was like 4, parade was done. My wife took my son out and I think like 5 of our family members from her side of the family came up. So like they were good. They had enough of a crew. But my wife just sent me a video and she's like, watch it later. And I watch it, of course, during the break. And my son comes out with all the little kids and he sees my wife and her side of the family. And the first thing he says is, I want daddy. I'm like, I just sent the tear emoji. Like, breaks my heart, but not really. Like, I know. He says that all the time. I would want daddy too. He says it all the time. So I'm like, he probably already forgot. And I know he forgot because when he came home in his fireman suit, I think either my mother-in-law or my father-in-law got him some type of toy or something. Like, I didn't go. Like, it wasn't something that I wasn't even planning on going. I don't like going to those things where there's too many parents, you know? You don't need me. Like, he doesn't need six representatives from our family. But I saw him, and I guess, you know, my mother-in-law or father-in-law got him a truck. And so the first thing he does, "Daddy, I got a new truck." And I'm like, "Good, and you had fun?" Yeah. So Halloween ends for me this year, and there will be plenty of other years. And I look forward to the years when my son is old enough to go door-to-door. I look forward to living not in, like, a city, and more of a suburb where there is a neighborhood and a community for that type of stuff. But that's not where I'm at right now. Right now where I'm at, like, I didn't dress up. I didn't even think about dressing up. I had to go to the gym today. It was leg day. Can't skip leg day. And I had to get ready to do this show. I had to put notes together. I had to put some things together, some thoughts together. And I knew that the World Series was on tonight, and I got to watch that live. And I knew that the Knicks were on, and I got to watch that live. I knew I was going to tell my little story about 20 years ago, some petty theft that got elevated to a robbery. My mom is listening. Shout out to my mom. And she told me that my lawyer back then passed, Richard Ansell. What a guy. That guy, rest in peace to him and his whole entire family, the Ansell family. You know, going back to that story that I just told before the last break, I never went to court for that whole incident that went on. Like I said, I had my L's. I was whipping back then. Like, I was the only one that had a car and had a license. So, like, I was driving us neighborhood to neighborhood, and people were jumping into my car, and a lot of things were going on. Miscellaneous things were going on. This is 20 years ago. Like I said, nobody's phone went live or had video capabilities. So when this whole thing came up, I always remember, like, my coach pulling me to the side, like, "What the hell were you doing last night?" I was like, "Nothing. What are you talking about? We went out for Halloween." He's like, "They said you were doing this and were you stealing? You were robbing?" I'm like, "Me? Like, nah." And I used to ride around. I wore number 8 in high school. I used to ride around with an 8 sticker on the back of my car. So I wasn't doing anything, thinking I was, like, getting away with it, like a dead giveaway. It's me. And I also had 212 subwoofers in the back of my car. Like, I was not low. I was pretty loud everywhere we went. But, you know, rest in peace, Richard Ansell, because that's when I learned having a good lawyer on your side is so important. He made one call, and I never stepped into the courtroom for that petty nonsense that they elevated against all of us. But what was enacted was that model agreement with the high school and the police department, where they said, "Hey, his name came up in the report. He's got to do his time. He's got to do his 3 weeks." And I did my 3 weeks. And I remember those days vividly because, you know, when you're a kid and stuff like that happens, it's just immense. Like, you know, and it just triggered so many other stories. I remember, you know, people thinking that, like, more of that came from, or more things came from that than it did. Like, I had about 10 to 15 scholarships, and I remember going to our rival high school that winter, and there was a story on, like, forums and, like, I don't know, back then, just stupid stuff that gets passed around that, like, oh, Keith McPherson was involved in this and he lost all of his scholarships. So we go to the rival high school to play a basketball game. I didn't play basketball, but I was in our, like, rowdy section, our fan section. I was always whooping it up for our basketball team, which was terrible. And so we're going back and forth between our fan section and the other school's fan section. And I'm in the middle of our section, and they start a chant, and they go, "Where's your scholarships? Where's your scholarships?" And we're looking around. I'm like, wow. I'm like, they think that I got my scholarships pulled from that Halloween nonsense. Not at all. Not at all. I chose where I wanted to go. I went to James Madison University. And it's funny because in the YouTube chat, somebody's like, "Wow, I didn't know all that about you. You could have went to college and played football. You could have went to the NFL. I said, "No, I did go to college and play football. I was never going to the NFL. I was too in between. I didn't have the quickness, quick twitch, foot speed when I tried to play receiver to, like, actually hold it down with the good wide receivers. And I went into school as a quarterback. And I wasn't really tall enough or big enough to play quarterback. Playing quarterback is hard as hell. Why do you think I talk about Jackson Dart and these guys the way I do? I know how hard it is. It is hard as hell to know all of those plays, know what the defense is doing, take a hit, get up, do it again. Like, Jackson Dart is amazing, and I think that's a good spot to transition back into, you know, the football topics at hand on a Football Friday. But thanks for, you know, letting me go back in time to literally 20 years ago and in a little story time. Jackson Dart is going to be asked to carry the team again. What a script that the NFL wrote for this kid. Everybody's singing his praise. I didn't bring it up this week, but I did see he went to a children's hospital, and he talked about how these kids inspire him and they motivate him because of what they're dealing with on a daily basis, how they're fighting illness and sickness, and how he's down about losing a game, but then he goes and he's with these kids who have terminal illnesses, and it just kind of gives him perspective. I don't know if he did that on his own. I don't know if Russell Wilson maybe suggested he do that, but that's something Russ had been doing for years. And, man, I think the world of Jackson Dart. I'm not a Giants fan. I'm not an NFL fan at all. We'll get into Jerry Jones in a minute. But I'm a Jackson Dart fan because I'm extremely impressed with a 22-year-old kid that has come into New York, put a team and a fan base on his back, lives in Hoboken where I live from what I know, supposedly dating this like supermodel chick. Like, this guy's got it all. And then he steps on that field, and he's getting praise from Robert Saleh. I played Robert Saleh's clip this week. I played Kyle Shanahan this week. Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford, Nick Benito, Vic Fangio. Like, to step into the Giants organization in New York, the hardest place to do anything, and do what he's doing, he's going to be asked this week to do more. He has to be the X factor. As I was talking about the Giants and saying, who's the X factor? He's the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Month. Here comes November, kid. Do it again. He has to run the ball, throw the ball, make the right decisions, take care of the football, and put up points without his road dog, without his right-hand man, without Cam Scataboo. It's going to be tough, but this is the NFL. Just that quickly, you're the franchise quarterback, and you're facing a losing streak here. L3. Can't go L3. You're in your building. This is a game that you can win. The 49ers are not what they used to be. They're banged up. Jackson Dart has to put the entire team on his shoulders, a 22-year-old kid. And he'll have some help, but for the most part, like, he's got to make the plays. He's got to do it. And I don't think that defense is going to be able to shut him out. I don't think the defense is going to be able to shut out Christian McCaffrey and Mac Jones and George Kittle and Juwan Jennings. So it might be a little bit of a back and forth. It might be a little bit of a, you know, coaching duel at the end. Who's smarter as a coach, Brian Daboll or Kyle Shanahan? Who's got the ball last? Who is able to kick the field goal when it's time to kick the field goal? Who's going for two when it's time to go for two? Who's settling for a field goal versus going for it on fourth down? Like, I expect that type of stuff to pop up in this game. But everywhere you look about the 49ers-Giants matchup, it's predicted to be fairly even. The Niners are a 2.5-point favorite. But, like, I always look at ESPN, I always look at NFL. The matchup predictor on ESPN gives the Giants a 56.1% chance to win. 56 is more than 50. And I just wonder what swings it for them. The over-under is high as well. At 47.5, they're expecting points. At 47.5, somebody's got to score. They're expecting both teams to score. Neither defense is that great. Both defenses are banged up. It's going to be on Jackson Dart to score touchdowns, Jackson Dart to throw touchdowns, Jackson Dart to run the ball as well. Find those holes in the defense. Find those off-script plays, those out-of-structure plays where he can exploit Rob Saleh's defense. 888-808-1019. Waiting for this Knicks game to come down to the wire. It's gotten really good. It's a high-scoring affair. It's 113-107 Bulls. But I'm waiting for it to come down to these last minutes, closing time, and see what version of Jalen Brunson we get. What version of, no! Okay, that ball stays in. What version of Carl Anthony Towns we get? I thought that was about to be a homer for a second. Why is Ernie Clement this good? Why is this guy just incredible? Ernie Clement doubles with two outs here in the seventh. And Toronto's threatening. They're down 3-1. That score has been holding since the third inning. But now they've got a runner in scoring position, and let's see if they can turn the lineup over. The first run they scored, Ernie Clement had doubled, and George Springer drove him in. So Ernie Clement, again, he's got two hits, two extra base hits tonight. And here comes Jimenez. If Jimenez can get on base, you know, a knock or a walk and bring Springer up, Springer comes up to the plate with the ability to hit the ball out of the ballpark and take the lead. This Dodgers bullpen is suspect. Everybody knows that. And Yamamoto, who had went back-to-back complete games, he only goes six innings tonight. He had a little bit of bad luck. Five hits, one earned run, and two of those hits were luck. Just the way the ball bounced, the defense not making plays. But I guess he was laboring. I didn't catch it because obviously I'm hosting the show. I'm telling stories. I'm watching the Knicks. I'm talking to people in the chat. I guess he was laboring because at 96 pitches, after six innings, you don't have to necessarily take him out. I got to go back and see what was going on there that they went to the bullpen. I do not trust this Dodgers bullpen to get the last seven outs here in this game. The Dodgers need to add more runs. We have to go to a break. 888-808-1019. That's the number to dial if you want to talk to me. Everything is on the table, from the World Series to Friday Night Knicks to the Giants, the Jets, and anything in between. Maybe you have a cool Halloween story that happened in your life 20 years ago. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. The Knicks are down four. Great game in this fourth quarter. 3 minutes left. 120-116. The Bulls are trying to stay undefeated, though. Let's hope that the officials don't lean towards the home team. Speaking of the home team, the Toronto Blue Jays are down 3-1 in game six of this 2025 World Series. Shohei Ohtani is in the batter's box here. One out, top of the eighth. Got my eyes on that. Waiting for the calls to roll in. And I wanted to bring to the table something I was talking about earlier with Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. Shohei hasn't done anything since. Is that going to drop? It does. Off the wall. Right as I was about to say, Shohei hasn't done anything. He swings, he pops one off the wall in center field for a double. And I said the Dodgers need to add on runs because I don't trust his bullpen. Can they get Ohtani in with one out here, make it 4-1, add a little insurance? But yeah, Jerry Jones is in the news. As if he hasn't given Dallas Cowboys fans enough over the years to say, I'm done with this guy. I quit. Jerry Jones is the president and the GM of the team. He was quoted saying there's nobody.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That could effing come in here and do all the contracts and be a GM any better than I can. I did actually watch that Netflix show where it starts off talking about how Jerry Jones made his money with the oil and whatnot, and how Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys to, you know, put his whole family and whole life into it. Well, look at how that all comes around. Now Jerry Jones has a quote that's floating around there where he says, there's $100 billion present value with gas out there. That's why I'm talking to you on the telephone rather than trying to fix our defense with the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, boy. So you mean to tell me, Jerry Jones, that, like, you know, we know you're an oil man. We know that's how you made all your money to be able to buy the Dallas Cowboys. You mean to tell me that you're talking to reporters and saying that you're more worried about this $100 billion of value that's available than fixing the Dallas Cowboys defense? It's a joke. Their defense is JV. As good of an offense as the Dallas Cowboys have, with CeeDee Lamb coming back, joining George Pickens, who's one of the leading receivers in yards, and Jake Ferguson, who's gotten to pay dirt a bunch, and same with Javonte Williams, who's been able to score the football. Jerry Jones thinks it's a joke when the joke is on him. Jerry Jones thinks he's the star. How many times did I tell you? America's team to laugh at. That star on the helmet, Jerry Jones thinks that that is him. That represents him. He is the star. They're never winning anything. They're never winning anything. They hired Brian Schottenheimer to be their head coach, and then Matt Eberflus to be their defensive coordinator, coming from the bang-up job he did with the Chicago Bears. 888-808-1019. So, like, could you imagine John Mara or Joe Shane or Woody Johnson? Woody Johnson might be on this. But could you imagine them talking about their other businesses out of one side of their mouth and the other side of their mouth talking down on, like, the football team? The fans don't care. Like, the fans don't care about your oil business, Jerry. The fans want to know why you can't stop a nosebleed. Why Dak is putting up these crazy numbers, and everybody that plays the Dallas Cowboys puts up crazy numbers. They got a Monday night game coming up against Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. In my rap, I mentioned that Kyler Murray is undefeated. Kyler Murray, I believe, went to Allen High School. And if you ever look up his high school prowess, there are people that believe Kyler Murray is the best high school quarterback ever. Best high school football player ever. I just wrote that into Google to see what it says. Kyler Murray is widely considered by many to be one of the greatest high school football players ever. He was undefeated 42-0 as a starting quarterback. He won three state championships at Allen High School in Texas, which is right outside of Dallas. 43 straight wins. He was the National Player of the Year, Gatorade Player of the Year. Undefeated, never lost. Little Kyler Murray. He has never lost at AT&T Stadium. He's a two-time Mr. Texas. In his junior, oh, this is disgusting. As somebody who played high school football and knows numbers, in his junior and senior seasons, he had 14,287 total yards and 145 total touchdowns. He never was stopped. In a high school season, they couldn't tackle him. They couldn't stop him. He had his way. Every drive. I didn't realize he put up those numbers in 2 years. 7,000 yards at my high school. You get your name on the wall for having a 1,000-yard season. I had a 1,000-yard season sophomore, junior, and senior year. And I was hurt, so I missed games. But, like, for Kyler Murray to put up 7,000 yards in a season, that's filthy. It doesn't make sense. I got to go look up his high school highlight reel. But what I'm getting at is, you know, he's been out these last couple weeks. The Cardinals have lost five games in a row. And if there's one place for him to return, Monday night in Jerry World, where he's 9-0, never lost. He's very comfortable with that building. He's literally back home. I think he has a foot injury, though, and you know, obviously running and scrambling is such a big part of his game, but I would love to see him come back on Monday Night Football, healthy enough to play, and we'll all be watching Monday Night Football. We'll have the coverage right here on The Fan, and they're definitely going to tell this story about the legend from Allen High School that never lost in that building and his prowess, and I would love to see him put on a show against Jerry Jones' team. Since Jerry Jones is so preoccupied with the gas and whatever oil business that he can't make any trades to fix his defense. He can't fire Matt Eberflus. Okay, so I'd love to see Kyler Murray torch Jerry Jones' defense on Monday night in his first game back. 888-808-1019. I know you guys think like John Mara is a meddling owner. He's not. I know you guys think that the Giants are dysfunctional. Like, there's levels to it. Like, the Cowboys are dysfunctional on a level where they have enough talent. They always get lucky in the draft. They're going to win games. I don't think they're going to be a playoff team this year, but they win some games. Like, they're always good enough to compete. They competed week one against the Eagles. They tied against the Packers. Like, they, you know, they have enough players to compete. But they're dysfunctional to the point where they're never going to win anything. They can never put it all together. And I think the root of that and cause of that is Jerry Jones. I think John Mara, Shane, Dable, they've had a rough go at it. But I think there is some light at the end of the tunnel here. I mean, they did just hit on the quarterback. And if Jackson Dart continues to be what he is, like, I don't know how many nights I talked about how they fumbled Dak Prescott's money. They way overpaid Dak Prescott, a fourth-round pick. They could have locked him up for pennies. But they never believed in him. They never wanted him to be the guy. So they franchise-tagged him. They gave him short contracts. And they just kept giving. And then, you know, week one of last year, they make him the highest paid player in the league. He deserves it, but that's bad for business. The Giants right now have a rookie contract on a rookie, or have a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract. It sucks that they've been hit with the injury bug, but he is him. He looks the part. He's the guy. The Giants' focus needs to shift now to, and I'm sure it already has, and that's why I also don't think that you're firing these guys. The Giants' next thing is to stack this team around the rookie quarterback and start competing for real to try to win before they have to pay Jackson Dart the most money in the NFL. Chris is in Morristown, New Jersey on The Fan. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. Really, really good points of the Giants. So, you know, I've been a huge Giants fan my whole life, past season tickets, the whole shebang. You know, and I'm pretty conflicted with, I think, the future of the Giants, right? It's another season. They're 2-6. I mean, I think since 2017, they've had, you know, one season in the first eight games where they're even winning, let alone 1-7 or 2-6. I guess my thoughts are, and I'd love to hear yours after I share mine, if that's all right. You know, on one hand, we all saw the game against Philadelphia that Thursday night. In my opinion, that was everything I think Shane and Dable and co. have been trying to build. And for that one night, it was like, oh, my God, this is what we can be. I don't want to say should because, yeah, those expectations are real, real high and we're still working to get there. But it was great, right? But for me, when you kind of look at the track record of Joe Shane and those draft picks, man, they're just so bad. And that real, real prime capital, I always say that 1-3, that first to third round draft picks, they really need to be starters, you know, on your team in the upcoming season. Of course, unless you're like the Chiefs or the, you know, or like the Lions right now. And that track record is just not so good. And then you kind of shift the gears toward Dable. And man, it's just the same mistakes week in and week out. And I'm watching these games like, how can you bring these guys back? Yeah, I get they've hit on the quarterback. And I have to say, really pleasantly surprised with Jackson Dart. Playing really good so far again. Of course, there's some things to work on. But I just wanted to kind of hear your thoughts on, you know, what exactly the future is. If you were John Mara, would you bring these guys back?
I would. Thanks for the call, Chris. I would. If I was John Mara and I wanted to fire him, I would have fired them already. Just like you fired Joe Judge. Just like you fired Pat Shurmur. Just like you fired Ben McAdoo. He stopped doing that. That revolving door, that turnover, he realized that didn't work. Now, this hasn't necessarily worked either. There's a lot of losing going on, but there is some good. Like, you spoke about the draft. Yeah, there's some big misses in the draft over the years, but what about this current draft that just happened in April? You won the draft. You got Abdul Carter and Jackson Dart in the first round. They're both on track. They're both the favorites to be the defensive and offensive rookies of the year. That's a huge win. You're going to see all of those guys play that they drafted. Darius Alexander, Marcus Bowe, Thomas Fidone, Corey Black. They're all playing this weekend. You know who's not playing, but also was a steal of the draft? That, like, I literally remember when it happened, and I've talked about it a bunch. I was filling in for Evan and Tiki right in here with C-Mac, and we're hosting the show, and C-Mac said something like, Keith's not lying. He really does only watch the games. He's even here right now. We're hosting a show. He's watching a game. I'm like, yeah, I was watching Cam Scataboo. I could not watch the game because I didn't want to miss a play. I didn't want to miss a single Cam Scataboo play. And that game was riveting against Texas last year. They got that guy. And I remember saying, whoever drafts him, because he came out and said, I'm the best running back coming into the draft. He was right. Sucks that he got hurt. But the Giants hit on this entire draft. It took a couple years, but Shane and Dable and their scouts and the assistant GM, what's the assistant GM, Brandon Brown? They hit on this draft. And I think John Mara, and I've spoken on this, and I hate to bring it up, but it's public knowledge. You know, he was diagnosed with cancer. He's going through treatment and chemotherapy. I don't think he's going to be in the spot at the end of the year to say, yeah, let's fire these guys and go on a search. Who do you guys want? The names that you guys have brought up to be the next coach of the Giants, they're not it. Oh, let's go get Bill Belichick. Let me go check on Bill Belichick, because I'm pretty sure North Carolina was losing to Syracuse tonight when I last saw that. You don't want Bill Belichick. Oh, they're winning now. 27-10. They came back. It was 10-3. They came back. But, I mean, they're playing against Syracuse, who lost their starting quarterback, who's from this area. I forget his name. Bill Belichick, no. John Gruden, no. Lane Kiffin doesn't want to come up here to coach Jackson Dart. He's good down there in Ole Miss. If you wanted to fire him, you should have fired him before you let him draft the quarterback. That was the last frontier. That was the last box to check. We brought this guy in, and two guys. They brought Shane in because he was a part of the Bills who drafted and developed their own talent. It took him a couple years on his own, but he's finally hit. And Dable was brought here because he had a hand in drafting, developing Josh Allen. Now he's got his Josh Allen. Why would you rock the boat? I get it. Shane Bowen sucks. He should have been fired last year. I get it. Brian Dable is fiery and he yells and he makes mistakes, but it's not just him. Most people regard him as an offensive mastermind as a coach. I was playing Mac Jones the other night talk about how
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How great Brian Daboll was as a coach. Aaron Rodgers went to Pat McAfee and spoke highly of him. You saw him in Hard Knocks. He knows his X's and O's. He won Coach of the Year the first year, and I know people don't want to give him credit for that. It's hard to win in the NFL. You need a lot of moving parts. The book is still out on them, folks. It's week 9. Can they get this win total up to 6 or 7 games? It has to be there. 4 isn't good enough. 5 isn't good enough. They have to win. George Springer, I say he's a demon. George Springer with a knock. Bottom of the 8th. Leadoff knock. George Springer's on first. Luckily that ball didn't travel elsewhere. Blue Jays are not done. 888-808-1019. If you disagree about the Giants and the state of Giants, call me up. I'm not a Giants fan. I'm a former Dallas Cowboys fan. I'm a radio host on The Fan. I'm rooting for the Giants to win and be good. I like Jackson Dart a lot. I don't think they're going to break up that relationship between him and Brian Daboll. They are tighter than we see. They have a bond that we don't even know about. You might not want to give him credit because Jackson Dart looks like he's just great on his own. Mike Kafka and Brian Daboll had a hand on him, and they had a big part of that. Malik Nabers will be back. They hit on him last year. You know, did they not hit on Cordell Flott? Did they not hit on... There's other guys that they hit on too. We'll do that. We'll go back through the draft through the years. Andrew Phillips, Theo Johnson, Tyrone Tracy. Like, you got to give them some credit. The wins are hard to come by. It's a competitive league. But like I said, if you're thinking about what teams try to do, which is win with the rookie quarterback under the rookie contract, you found a rookie quarterback. You're about to start over. This is a 5-year contract. They have one more year. We'll continue the conversation. I got more to add to it. Keith McPherson on The Fan, watching the World Series come to an end, and the Knicks have lost. Taking your reaction and calls to the Knicks losing their third game in a row on the road. They are defeated by the Chicago Bulls, 135-125. KM to AM returns right after this. I don't feel like that's the steps we need to take here. I don't feel like that is where we are here. I don't think that we got to jump to any conclusions yet. And when I actually break it all down and think about it, I don't think that these guys are getting fired. You could have fired them the last 2 years. They already gave you that boost. They already gave you that feeling. Like I said, I was at Thursday Night Football, man. I'd never been around more happy Giants fans. I will always remember driving out of there seeing sick and disgusted Eagles fans. It had been too long. Listening to the radio in the post game. You know, they haven't won a game since. It would go a long way for them to win Sunday, and they can. That's on the table. And that's a ground ball to Miguel Rojas for the third out of the inning. We're going to the 9th. Shohei Ohtani claps it up like, yeah, I took the under. Sharif is out on Staten Island. What's up, Sharif?
Hey, what's up, Keith? I love listening to you, but I just totally disagree with you. They definitely not going to win 6-7 games because, one, they got no Scalable. They got no Neighbors. You got a coach that doesn't make good decisions.
They got Tracy. They got Ray McLeod now. They could also trade for a wide receiver.
Everybody was wanting them. But 3rd and 5, you don't tell your quarterback against Denver, don't throw it, run for the first down. You
run the play. The guy threw the ball. First off, Scadaboo got blown up on the play. That's a mistake. And what I
No, I'm not.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I'm just saying, in that position, if I'm the coach, I'm saying, 35, you run for first down. You don't throw it. I don't care who's open.
Nah, they're letting him play. And that's the thing about Dart. They're not treating him like a rookie. He's shown how advanced he is for a rookie. They're calling the plays. Make a play. He made a mistake. That's rookie growing pains. That's now 3 weeks ago.
Keith, I get that. But you got to understand, the one good defensive coordinator we had,
Wink Martindale,
couldn't get along with him.
They can definitely go get another one. Wink Martindale hasn't gotten another NFL job.
Yeah, but he was an aggressive person. I guess it's like, you don't want to work with him because he's not going to, you want somebody that's
personalities clash, like, man. It's high testosterone. These are alphas.
Slayton. And then on top of that, Slayton, okay. You give that money to Slayton, but you can't give it to Barkley?
A year later, yeah, different circumstances. A year later, the math wasn't mathing then, and I completely disagree with. Thanks for the call. I completely disagreed with letting Saquon go specifically to the Eagles and what we had to live through last year—a 2,000-yard season and a Super Bowl. He's never doing that again, and they might not win a Super Bowl again. But they were enabled by the Giants and Joe Shane's GM book for dummies that said, "No, I can't pay Saquon Barkley. I couldn't trade him." He was too valuable to trade the year before, but I can't give that same contract that the Eagles gave to a guy that was vocal about wanting to be here because I believe you don't pay running backs. You pay that one, though. That one's different. That guy, John Mara, walked in and said, I'm going to have a hard time sleeping. We know. Like, I wish they would have played that differently, but maybe we don't end up here. Maybe we don't end up in the reality that we're in. It's a butterfly effect. Maybe they don't end up with the number 3 pick, trading up to 25. To get Dart, and also to get Scataboo in the fourth. It's in the past. All right? All that is in the past. They're not holding that stuff against them now. You got to look forward. You mean to tell me they can't win 4 or 5 more games? Win this game, that's 1. Go beat the Bears, that's 2. Go beat the Commanders, that's 3. Go beat the Vikings, that's 4. Go beat the Raiders, that's 5. Maybe they could beat the Dallas Cowboys last game of the season. I didn't include that. Maybe they could upset the Patriots, Lions, or Packers. Highly unlikely. But maybe, right? The Packers come here. Last time the Packers came here, Tommy Lugauer said that was one of the greatest moments in Giants history. Packers came here against Tommy DeVito. They couldn't throw the ball, run the ball, couldn't do anything. Maybe they can't play out here. Maybe the 49ers can't play out here. A lot of teams come out here and they see how garbage the stadium is and they don't have any juice. Corey is in Rutherford on the fan. What's up, Corey?
Keith, I'm a big listener, longtime Giants fan. I agree with you. Cannot change the course. And to be honest with you, I don't care if we lose 4 games, another 4 games this year. I don't care if we only win 4 games. It doesn't matter. One of the things that I think that we have to do as Giant, as the Giant front office has to do, they got to get more depth and they got to figure out the injury bug. We have had the injury bug as Giant seasons go year over year over year. I mean, we just keep getting injured. We get guys always getting banged up. And I know that's part of the game, but then maybe we need more depth because once we lose those ones, and we go to the 2s, we drop off.
Yeah.
And look at our DBs. Look what happened this year with our DBs.
Yeah.
Last week, we had like no DB left. We had no DB left to cover anybody because, we were the last pick was a 7th rounder who was really a special teams guy. And he had to fill in because.
I know.
Yeah. That's a big problem. That's the problem.
But that's going to come through. That's going to come through another offseason of adding free agents like Javon Holland, Paulson Adebo, and then hitting in the draft on guys that you hit on like Cordell Flott, Andrew Phillips.
We need another receiver. We definitely need another wide receiver. I mean, I think the bust, the disappointment. Jalin Hyatt was a stud coming out of college.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched him light up
Alabama. We all saw that. Yep.
Oh man. And I don't know what happened. He just cannot get it going. And I think try. And that's a draft pick that, and you can't blame Shane. You can't blame Dable because he was he was highly regarded.
Yeah.
Everybody had him up on the board.
Yeah, at the time it was like, you great know? Pick. Got it. But I don't think they used great him correctly. Pick. I don't think he meshed correctly here. I don't think it worked right. I do think it was also not a great omen to take that number 13. Odell Beckham's got hard shoes to fill. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Corey. I mean, you live out in Rutherford. You're a Giants fan, and you just said you don't even care about the wins. Some of these Giants fans can see the forest through the trees. You already hit on the quarterback. Your running back will be back. Your number one wide receiver will be back. They're there. They're young. They're under contract. The pass is a pass. The Broncos game, it's not worth talking about anymore. You know, what you paid Darius Slayton, part of what they paid Darius Slayton was also earned because he has been here and the type of guy he is. He got awarded an award from the media as the, like, nicest guy to talk to. Like, the media liked talking to Darius Slayton. He is a Southern gentleman. He is a guy that, like, yeah, he leaves a lot to be desired sometimes on the field with drops or plays not being made. But, like, I think he puts a lot of effort out there in practice. And, like, he's the type of, like, clubhouse guy that you need, locker room guy that you need, and he's a veteran. So they pay him to keep him around because, like, you got to keep some of those guys from the old guard around that know what it took to get here. I just, this, to make it concise, and we'll continue talking about it. I still got another hour. If you wanted to fire the coach, and not the GM, let's just the coach, you had two opportunities to fire him after the last 2 years. Those were fireable seasons. You stuck it out because of the past where you fired coaches after not giving them that much of a leash. And you stuck it out and got Jackson Dart and a couple other pieces. He's got another year on his contract. He's also got another 9 games left. If he's able to win half of those games, it will calm some people down. It'll look a lot better at the end of the year. Like John Mara said, he wanted to have a better feeling about the team at the end of the year. I think he's going to have that feeling. 888-808-1019, 1 hour left. We are killing time. I told you, it's a 5-hour sprint, not a marathon. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee.
Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.